pour this tea, stir this tea, and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Ooh, yes, we are spilling the tea, starting with Dancing with the Stars. Former White House spokesman Sean Spicer survives to dance once again.
How is that even possible?
Right? People are shocked, but Spicy moving on to the next level. So I don't watch the show, but it reminds me of my grandma who passed away because she loved Dancing with the Stars. So Sean, he's kind of like at the bottom of the leaderboard. He and Lindsay got like a 21 with the low scores, but he's hanging in there, baby.
All right, Spicy.
So, Spicy, yes. We'll keep you posted on that. Oh my gosh, this is scary. Steve Harvey's daughter, Lori, was busted for a hit and run. Here's Steve talking about kids these days.
When did we start reasoning with our kids? When did that start? Because I don't remember this when I was growing up.
Nah, that's true.
That's true. It's very true. Okay, so Steve Harvey's daughter allegedly smashed into another car, then tried to flee the scene, but cops caught her. Okay, here's one thing. When you smash into another car, you gotta stick around and give your information. Witnesses told police they saw Lori texting and driving when she slammed into a Prius and tipped over her Mercedes G-Wagon onto its side. It doesn't sound like anyone was injured, but she is in trouble.
Yeah, it's not good.
Steve Harvey, I mean, he's going to have a lot to say to his daughter because he's very strict and he gives those motivational speeches and he's not going to be having it. It's not the right thing to do. Oh my gosh, more legal battles for Sofia Vergara. Here she is and I just love her.
My father told me that if I ever did anything artistic, I was going to look like a hooker. I told him, with these huge boobs that I inherited from your mother, I already look like a hooker.
Love her so much.
They are huge, and I love Sofia.
Okay, so an LA judge has ordered Sofia to pay her ex, Nicholas, this is her ex-fiance, over $76,000 in attorney's fees and almost $3,000 in costs amid their legal battle. So they are battling over, she had her eggs frozen, and their like legal costs of what they're going to do with the eggs and... it's just getting very malicious. Now, this Nick Loeb, such bad news. He was so bad. I'm so happy that she didn't marry him. But they, so, I don't know.
Well, why is he suing her for the eggs? It's not his eggs.
Well, they did them together. And, so it's like a huge mess. So,
all right.
Anyways, so I'll keep you bet on that. How could you be mad at her, though? I just think she's so cool.
I mean, and her boobs. I mean, come on.
Come on. Well, Snoop, get this. For his birthday, he just turned 48. He got... a 48 joint weed bouquet.
Well, congratulations, Snoop.
Oh, wow. I think heaven is a beautiful place. I think it's happiness. I think it's no diseases, no violence, just forever life and just everybody loving each other and, you know, trying to get to the next day. That's my vision of heaven.
Do you think they have pot in heaven?
I know they do.
Snoop is so chill.
I wonder why.
Kamen Roy was the florist that put together this beautiful floral arrangement, 48 pre-rolled joints, a little bouquet for Snoop. And why does this never happen to us? Post Malone was chugging beer and threw out $50,000 in cash into the crowd at a Miami nightclub. He was feeling awesome, and he just was literally making it rain. And, of course, the crowd went crazy, did a little performance, and then just bills everywhere. Why does this not happen to us?
I don't know. I say the same thing, too, like when you see, like, an armored car, the back door opens up.
Like, right?
I just want that money.
Yeah.
Just give me, like, if I get, like, $3,000, my life would be so different.
$3,000?
Well, I mean, $300,000 would be better.
Oh, I thought you said $300,000.
Okay. No, well, $300,000 would be amazing, but if I could get $3,000, woof, life would be good.
I mean, I find $20 in, like, a jean pocket. I'm like, yeah!
Never mind. I was going to say, can I put my hands in your pants? But that sounds bad. I just want the money. You know what? Whatever. Sorry.
What is happening?
I just want money. I didn't mean it like that. Just wanted the money in your pocket.
I have no pockets. I'm wearing yoga pants.
Well, then that would be really awkward. Okay. I'm going to transition out of this and say thank you, Mackenzie, for the tea this morning here.
Moving.
On.
Right along.
I'm Joan McKenzie.
Yeah.
Can we talk about something, though? Coming up next, I would like to talk about it. You actually recently got something back from your ex.
Just yesterday. It's so silly, but I'm very excited. I wanted these back, and I got them back. So, yeah.
All right, Mackenzie will share that with us, but also we want to know from you at 833-563-2539. What did you want back from your ex?
And then we want to know, cliffhanger, did you get it back?
All right, we'll talk to you next here. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.